I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Episode 7, Welcome to Heaven. I'm Richie Firth and I hack travel. This is Richie Firth Travel Hacker.
That is a perfectly acceptable intro to the programme. Well done, Rich.
Thank you very much, Christopher. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm really good. I am contemplating going outside soon.
Isn't it exciting? And for everyone who's listening to this podcast, going outside means one thing, travelling.
Yeah.
Are you travel ready? Because we can hack it.
And you know what? I get a sense from our public that they are ready for us to go and hack. Rich, today I got a message on Twitter from, I'm not quite sure their real name, Shuffle is their handle.
Okay.
And they have messaged both of us, actually, but you probably haven't read this yet. There is a new station on the London Overground.
Is there really?
Which means that all previous London Overground records are null and void.
Chris, this is amazing news. We've always said, build it and they will come. We've kept this podcast ticking over, ready for us to get back out and travel once again. And it's long been our aim to revisit season one. If you're new to the podcast, go back when we actually used to go out and physically hack travel, physically find ways to make your journeys better. And of course, one of those things that we did was try and set a world record for visiting all London Overground stations as quickly as possible to show that the London Overground was a fantastic tourist opportunity for people when they visit London.
I mean, there were highs and lows on that journey, but what there was not was Barking Riverside Station.
Wow, I didn't know this. This is very exciting.
So, Rich, it is the Barking Riverside extension, adding 4.5 kilometres to the line, the Gospel Oak to Barking line.
Mm-hmm.
It is being built now. I have seen video and photos, and it will expect train services to start in autumn 2022.
Hey, well, look, we've waited long enough for lockdown to end, so I'm sure we can wait a little bit longer.
Thanks, Shuffle.
Look, if you've actually got factually correct stuff that you want to get in touch with us about, you can travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at Richie Firth, there's no T in Richie, and at producer Chris on Twitter. Whilst we're giving out addresses, patreon.org. /travelhacker.
Yes.
That's where you can go if you want to part with your hard-earned money to fund new hacks in the future, because we can soon go out and hack. And in exchange, we will give you bespoke, high-end content from Chris and I that the normal mumblies will not hear.
So that does include content. Like, we put a bonus episode out a couple of weeks ago of some intros and cock-ups. And what dropped a couple of days ago was you and I having a post-match, let's say, conversation as to the difference between a globe and a map.
I'd rather that was recalled. I don't know how Patreon podcasts work. Can you like recall one, much like you would with an email? Because having listened back to last week's episode, I didn't cover myself in glory in describing that map.
I don't think that's important. I think what's important is that people, you made something that people want to hear, Rich. And that is an achievement.
Thank you.
And you achieved a lot on last week's show. You did
three hacks.
The first hack ever.
Yeah. What do you mean the first hack ever?
You did the first great hack on the show.
Hello to Tony, to Brian, to Daniel, to Christopher. They are new patriots. You can become like them and hear this bespoke audio. Patreon.com/travelhacker. Christopher, coming up on the latest episode of Richie Firth Travel Hacker. A rim shot.
Ooh, I'd say minty fresh.
One way or another, we're going to alienate an audience.
Mine head!
Right, after such a successful episode last week, it is time we get hacking. First, we vaccinate and then we hacktivate. Christopher, take it away. What do we have?
This is an epic one. It's from Brian. Hello, Monsieur Flap and Jack.
Bonjour.
The last couple of episodes have been great fun. Best since lockdown. Thank you. Speed challenges, eco challenges, bit of sightseeing and nature. More of that, please. Thank you. Loved the cannonball hack, but I have a driving challenge for you that doesn't require a load of speeding tickets. Well, that would be a novelty. 3 years ago in August, my sister was married in Christchurch, New Zealand, and I took the week after the wedding to do a road trip loop around the South Island. Day 4 was the best and most interesting drive of my entire life, combining the sights of a lot of my other travels. I woke up in Wanaka and had breakfast, which was a bustling ski bum town in the middle of the season. And he sent a picture. It's beautiful. I drove for half an hour up the snowy mountain road and came to a couple of mountaintop lakes, which were a dead lit ringer for Lake LaGuardia from the car chase at the beginning of Quantum of Solace. I drove for another hour through an evergreen forest that reminded me of Santa Cruz here in California, where I stopped for a lovely little 15-minute walk in the fresh air. I drove for another hour down the mountain, and the landscape turned into a sort of California coastal route like I've seen near Hearst Castle. I stopped for lunch at a biker bar with nothing for 20 miles in either direction. The road turned into the thickest jungle I've seen outside of the back roads in Hawaii. I drove for another 2 hours and parked in the jungle, hiked for 30 minutes to a glacier, then got back in the car, drove up a mountain for 10 to 15 minutes, dinner and pint at a ski lodge, which is my hotel for the evening in Franz Josef. Can you find a route for me in the UK or Europe that packs in as much variety in one day of driving? Feel free to go through cities or past monuments instead of through jungles and around lakes. Cheers and stay safe, Brian.
This is an epic challenge. I've long wanted to visit New Zealand. It sounds I've never heard a bad thing said about New Zealand. So just to be able to see so much in one day is amazing. But Brian asks, can you do that here in the UK or even in Europe? You could definitely do it in Europe. Off the top of my head, I reckon you could do the Bavarian forests and the Mediterranean and the snowy mountains of the Alps in one day. I'm sure it would be doable. But I think as we come to the arse end of COVID-19 and these lockdown periods, whilst we are still here in the UK, I think I'd like to try and put together a route that takes in all the vibes of Brian's Kiwi drive, but here in the UK.
Okay.
So here's what I have. Sorry, I should just share with the audience. I'm aware to you, Chris, because you can see me by video.
I love the sound.
I probably look like a bit of an old school preacher because I have sort of like a leather bound journal and pieces of paper because I'm sat in reduced circumstances this evening. We have renovation work going on at home. So my time on the computer has been brief. So all my notes are old school and manuscript tonight. So effort has gone in. So if you hear crinkling of paper, that is why. I thought how we would start is much like Brian did in the Snowy Top Mountains. I'm starting us off in the Brecon Beacons.
Good.
All right, fair enough. It might not be New Zealand, but the Brecon Beacons is where we start. And we are going to go for some coastal beauty on our first drive. So we're going to drive for 2.5 hours to Minehead. We're going to do the north. Why immediately the quizzical face? Have you ever driven to Butlins in Minehead along the North Devon coast?
I have not. No, I think. Look, I'll admit, Minehead is just a funny place name. Like, it might be lovely, and I'm sure you're going to tell me that is the case right now.
It is lovely. And if you're getting puerile just because it's got head in the title of it and thinking this is some kind of German cock joke, then
what?
you need to pull your head out of the gutter, fella.
Well, that is actually not where I was going, but thank you for the insight into your own mind.
Mine head.
Okay, I get you. That's
good. Thank you.
Right, I like that.
Thank you very much. What would mine head be in German? You speak German well. You like Kraftwerk.
I do, but which way around? Because so head is Kopf, and mine is Meier. So mine head in the mine that you're saying there is the German.
Yeah.
So I guess these and the head is English. So the swap of that would be my Kopf,
which sounds just as rude. Anyway, it's a beautiful drive, seriously. And for the last sort of 10 minutes of the drive into Minehead, you can see Butlins just on the horizon. They've got this great canopy for the main arena that looks a little bit like the mound stand at Lord's, but it's nothing like it. So there you go. If you know your cricket and you know your Minehead, that's my description of it. Once did a great DJ set before Pat Sharp at Butlins in Minehead.
You are just dropping the big names, Rich.
That's another story. So that's a 2.5 hour drive. Okay, so clocking the times, because all this had to be in the day, right? Once you spent a little bit of time in Minehead, and there was a McDonald's drive through just outside the Butlins there, so you could get some food. We're then driving from North Devon across to, shall we say, East Devon and Newton Abbott, where we're going to take in. Now, you're going to be surprised by this, because he said in his drive, he did a bit like something that felt like driving through a jungle. You're thinking, you ain't going to do jungles in the UK, Rich. Well, you tell that to the Woodland Trust, who describe temperate rainforest. They maintain 5 areas of temperate rainforest in the United Kingdom, which is the opposite of your tropical rainforest, but they say is more threatened than tropical rainforest, which is why the Woodland Trust look after it. So if you want to get that jungle vibe, you need to drive over to Arswell Wood.
Oh, come off it.
No. Promise you, just outside Newton Abbott, which is maintained by the Woodland Trust. That is a 1.5 hour drive from Minehead.
That's great.
So in 4 hours of driving, we've done Snowy Top Mountains of the Brecon Beacons. We've done the coastal beauty of the North Devon coast. We've done the jungle of Arswell Road. And now we are driving another 2.25 hours from Newton Abbott to the New Forest, the largest forest and a national park in the United Kingdom's mountains, coastal beauty, jungle and forest, all in a day. There's a hack.
It's a good hack. I really like it.
Thank you.
And like, I've got to say, it's not the most thrilling hack you've ever done, but he didn't say thrill me. He just said, give me variation.
Which is what we've done. We've given him New Zealand in the UK.
Can I offer just a little something? Because I know you're...
Hang on. Have we done two countries? We've done Wales and England.
Okay. You were very aggressive then.
Well, because you said it wasn't thrilling. You've got the thrill of going through border control.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I actually get something of an aroused feeling when I travel between Wales and England. look, I think you're going to like a little thought I had on similar subject matter. But I started in Italy.
Right.
At the beautiful coastal village of Portofino, right near the famous Cristo degli Abissi. It's a like a sunken church. It's like... beautiful statue under the sea.
Cristo Egli Abissi is Italian for the church that has sunk.
Well, there we go. Of course, because I know you have Italian heritage. And so from there, you would drive up the Italian Riviera to Genoa, a really big, important port city.
Genoa?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, dear. There's a joke there. Come on, let's do it.
No, okay.
I drove up the coast to see a lady who had once been to Portofino. Genoa? No.
No, I took a right up Caseia. Anyway, Rich, you then go inland.
In the edit, can you add a rim shot? It'll make it sound funnier.
I mean, what I can do is put that in the What's Coming Up on Tonight show.
Okay, yeah, do it.
Anyway, so then you went inland through lovely Italian hill country, all the way into the city of Milan, one of the world's great cosmopolitan centres.
Beautiful.
And from there, up into Stresa on Lago Maggiore, one of the most beautiful inland waterways you'll ever see. Really, really beautiful. And then from Maggiore, you take a big, curling, winding country road just over the border into Switzerland, where even if you're travelling in the middle of the summer and you started at the beach, you finish on the glacier at Sas Fay, where you can ski or snowboard same day.
Now, I've skied in Sas Fay.
With me.
We've skied there together. What a great place to end up. And a little piece of trivia that Chris and I will share with you. Sas Fay, the location for the filming of the video to the seminal Last Christmas by Wham.
Portofino to Sas Fay, about 300 miles, about 6 hours of driving.
Brecon Beacons to the New Forest was 6 hours 15.
So, almost identical. Yeah. One has Milan, one has Minehead.
I think you win. 1-0, Christopher.
It's not a competition, Rich. I liked your temperate rainforest bit. That was solid.
Thank you very much. I think I consider that a hack. And with that, here's an advert. A note of order. There were zero adverts in the last episode.
Oh, was there? There was some feedback on the last episode I'd like to share with you, Rich. Is now a good time?
Only if it's good, because we're making fuck all money.
It's all right, the patrons will save us. Andrew wrote in about your hack that is the greatest hack that you've ever done.
Is that the one about Mars?
He finishes by making a comment on Mars, but I don't think it's the feedback that you were thinking of.
Oh, okay. Carry on then.
You made a big point in the show about Wincanton being the milk capital of Britain.
Yes, correct.
Wincanton is a milk logistics company based 40 miles from Wincanton, just outside Bath. Dickhead.
That's right. Did you just say dickhead under your breath?
No.
Yes, you did.
I did not. Would I say that?
That's really misleading, isn't it? Why would you name a milk distribution company after a town that's 40 miles away?
You know what? For years, I have been so unhappy that every time I buy a Mars bar, apparently that was made on Earth. I still think the hack stands. Rich, You still go through Wincanton on the journey. It just doesn't. It's just not the milk capital of the world.
Thank you very much.
So, and look, I agree with you. Penzance, Land's End. You know, you're not going to sleep in Land's End, are you? You're going to sleep in Penzance.
The hack still stands. All right.
Yeah.
A Big Mac is still a Big Mac, even if you've asked for no lettuce.
I mean, I've never eaten a Big Mac, so I'm going to assume that the lettuce isn't a vital ingredient.
Let's have our second hack of the episode.
Megan writes in.
Hello, Megan.
She writes that she'd love to hear the bloopers. I think she sent this email before they came out. So, Megan, as a Patreon, you can now get involved. I love this. Like, I love the fact that we've got certain Americans from... Like, we had a Californian before, but the Californians are outliers. Our big cluster of American listeners are in what I think is roughly the Midwest. I'm not that great on what technically constitutes Midwest. But she says, I'm from Wisconsin.
Just defend them then, don't you?
Say again?
Just defend them. Why not?
Well, okay, Rich, where's Wisconsin?
It's next to Minnesota.
That's what she says. And say, let's say I have a week to see as many lakes in either or both of the states. It wouldn't need to be for long, but I'd like it to be long enough to pull over and take a pic. Please factor in bathroom breaks, and I could sleep in my car if need be. We're not going to do that to you. Please recommend a route that never has me driving into the sun and has maximum lake viewage. Oh, and please no trespassing either. I don't want to get shot. Thanks, Megan.
Right. Okay. Well, let's explore my knowledge of the Midwest America.
Oh, it is the Midwest now, is it?
It is now. It is now. So, first of all, let's just remind ourselves of the parameters that Megan has put on this trip. She says she's got a week, but she's got a week to travel the distance that she said, but she doesn't want to drive into the sunshine. I've got a route here from the very east of Wisconsin to the very west of Minnesota. That's only 9.5 hours driving if you did it non-stop. But she says she's got a week to play with. Now, equally, if she doesn't want to drive into the sun at any point, here's what I suggest. I suggest that, give or take, Megan does 1 hour and 10 minutes of driving a day. But as long as she stops before midday, driving from east to west, she shouldn't be driving into the sunlight.
Good.
And what she can do when she pulls over at midday, even if she like sets off at 10:50 every day and drives for 1 hour and 10 minutes.
It's really weirdly specific, but go on.
Then she can stop and take in the beauty of the lake of the day. Lake of the day, lake of the day, ooh, ooh, lake of the day, lake of the day, ooh, ooh, lake of the day, lake of the day, lake of the day, ooh, lake of the day, lake of the day,
still going.
Ooh, ooh, lake of the day, lake of the day, lake of the day, lake of the day, lake of the day. So.
Still going?
No, that was it over. So we're going to start off Green Bay. Okay, which is right next door to Lake Michigan. You had to start there. We have to start there. She's wanting to take in all these lakes. You can't not start by the largest lake that is only in one country in the world. Didn't know that, did you?
I didn't. And that lake is?
Lake Michigan.
And so Lake Michigan doesn't touch Canada at all?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, it's solely in the United States of America.
Good information.
Thank you very much. So we're going to take a route from Green Bay to Grand Forks, which is over in Minnesota.
Gotcha.
There you go.
So that's the final destination, is it?
That's the final destination that we're working towards. So we're going to go from Green Bay to Grand Forks, 9.5 hours total driving, but I'm suggesting 1 hour and 10 minutes a day. So we're going to leave Green Bay by Lake Michigan, largest lake in one country. We're going to head towards Lake Winnebago. What a great name.
Winnebago was like, I was really hoping you were going to bring this place up. I can only assume that the Winnebago was named after Lake Winnebago.
It has to be. And if you're going to do a road trip where you're wanting to be on the road but taking in beauty, go to the place that gave its name to the vehicle that is about being on the road to take in beauty, the Winnebago.
I'd never heard of Lake Winnebago before. I also love the name. There's just something beautiful, like, about the sound of the city Oshkosh.
The city Oshkosh is exactly where I was going to suggest that she stopped by.
Great.
Lake Winnebago. So there's the first leg of the journey.
Yeah.
You're then going to go to Wayawaga Lake.
I'll trust your pronunciation on that.
I wouldn't. Then you're taking on such quaint places as Lake Emily, oh. Lake Menamin, Lake Sang Kwa, which I think is a direct translation of Saint Heart. Lake Saint Heart. I think Kwa is heart.
Croissant.
In French. Eh?
Croissant.
Croissant's fish. Poisson is fish.
No, poisson is fish. Croissant is something you eat with, like, buttery, like a pastry thing at breakfast.
Yeah, but I'm saying Kwa. C-O-R-I-X. Lake Saint Kwa.
Croissant.
Lake Saint Heart.
Yeah.
You're just shouting croissant for no reason.
Oh, it's Kwa croissant.
Okay. Lake St. Croix is the border of Wisconsin and Michigan. So you drive over it, over a bridge, and you're going from state to state. So that was an interesting point to note. As you approach a big city, and we'll come on to that city in a second, you're going to drive past the Lake Elmo Park Reserve. I suggest, as you're on that part of the journey, everyone does their greatest Elmo impression from Sesame Street. Chris, you can go first.
Oh gosh, I haven't done Elmo for a little while. My kids are in between the Elmo age. It's a really high-pitched voice. Is that something like that? Yes, it.
Shut up, Elmo.
Oh, Elmo.
And then you arrive in Minneapolis, where, as we've already drawn attention to, this is a North American epicenter for listeners to Richie Firth Travel Hacker.
It is.
We have already done the we did the Minneapolis transport system, didn't we, all in one day? Do you remember
when it was based in Detroit? We did, yeah.
Detroit, Minneapolis.
No, we did it when it was based in Boston. I can't remember. It wasn't.
What's
Minneapolis'
Boston,
transport
then?
System. No.
Oh, what was it then?
We did do a Minneapolis hack, but and it was probably only about 3 weeks ago, and I can't.
What was the
remember.
Boston one we did then?
That was the MBNA or something.
Well, what was the M? Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Sorry, once an episode's done, it's
worst.
Dead to me. Minneapolis has absolutely no significance to the listeners to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. We'll breeze through it quickly and get on to all the tiny little lakes that are the state of Minnesota. Minnesota has so many lakes, it's a miracle the state doesn't sink. You go past... What?
Nothing.
You go past Elbow Lake, Battle Lake, Detroit Lakes, somewhere that doesn't have a lake, but you also drive through, if you're looking for some tourist spots, you go through Fargo, Christopher.
Great.
You go through Fargo. I love the movie. I love the TV series. So you drive through Fargo, and then it's not long until you end up in Grand Forks.
Which is French for big fucks.
That's it. Correct. Yes, it is indeed. Yes. The border of Michigan and North Dakota. I think that sounds like a great drive. Only an hour a day in your Winnebago. It's another hack.
So it's 9 days, an hour and 10 maximum. Finish driving by midday. Then I guess you've got the place to yourself.
Correct.
Driving such short amount of time means lots of toilet breaks aren't needed.
Correct.
And you see a load of lakes. I mean,
what's not to lake?
Oh God! Oh God! That was a blow to the stomach. Yeah, you know what, Rich? I think I hate to admit it, but you've done your second consecutive slightly dull but completely efficient hack.
I don't know whether that is a good thing, as we're wanting to increase subscriptions to the podcast.
I don't know if I prefer you actually hacking travel for people or your batshit failures.
Well, surely we've got a third one to come tonight.
Oh God, that's ominous. Rich, one listener said to me, that they did get ad breaks, but they got an ad break for the Vicar of Dibley 8 times. 8 times in one show.
It's a fine comedy.
It is.
You ask UK Gold.
And UK Gold, if you would just like to come directly to us, we will do all kinds of sponsorship. We will take Dawn French with us.
We would hack the way to Ballycus Angel. Trust us.
Dibley to Ballycus Angel.
Well, Ballycus Angel is a real place. Dibley isn't.
Okay, there must be a place called Dibley somewhere in the world.
Let's have a look. Actually, you check on that. I'll check whether Ballycus Angel is a real place. Ballycus Angel does exist in Westmeath, Ireland.
There are a couple of places with Dibley in the name, but there's Dibley Vale, which is a road in Chichester. Mm-hmm. There's Dibley Close in Basingstoke, Dibley's in Blueberry Didcot. Oh, and then the other one is just Dibbles Park Caravan Park.
UK Gold, we speak directly to you. This is the kind of content you could have, so get in touch at Producer Chris. He sets up the business deals.
But it's amazing. The app hasn't even come out yet and my phone is ringing. Steve writes, hi Richie and Chris. Long time...
Love the show. It's a Steve Wright gag.
Yes.
Steve writes.
With some serious jocking. Long time listener, first time T&F Patriot. Welcome,
oh,
Steve.
Oh, hello, Steve.
With lockdown looking to be easing in the next few months, me and my partner Kerry and our kids Erin, age 2, Maddie, 4 months, are looking to book a family holiday in the UK countryside. Which country is better, Wales or Scotland? Thank you, Steve.
Oh, wow. This is an incendiary hack request, because one way or another, we're going to alienate an audience.
I mean, I love the way he sets it up. He's like, hi, love the show. I'm a subscriber. I'm a family man. Let me introduce you to Kerry, Erin and Maddie. La, la, la. And then bang.
Yeah. Okay. Chris, look, you look after the business interests of the podcast. I think it would probably be best if you set the parameters how this should be judged, which therefore would give me the chance to avoid pissing off an entire nation.
Right, I set five things that you could use to judge. There's a possible sixth, which you can choose if we include it or not as the criteria.
Okay.
So one thing I think should be considered in this battle, weather.
Okay.
That's a really important consideration for a family break.
Yeah.
Second one, not really necessary to this break, but I know you'll enjoy it. Sport.
Agreed.
Third one.
Well, he's gonna want to have his downtime, isn't he? Away from the family. He's got 2 young kids. At times, he's going to want to go and catch some sport.
Absolutely. Number 3, culture/cities.
Mm-hmm.
Point 4, countryside.
Mm-hmm.
5, family time. So stuff to do with the kids.
Are you talking sex again?
No. For a start, I never talked sex. That was all you.
Okay.
And no, I am not.
Okay.
And the final one, and I guess this is connected to more him and Kerry's own time, booze. Like, which country makes better booze?
I think, as we go through off the top of my head, your categories there's a winner that is staring us in the face.
I'm not so sure, Rich. I for me, it feels very close, but keep going.
Okay. I'm talking as an overall here, okay? What does Wales have going for it? They've scrapped the tolls on the Severn Bridge, and their national dish is cheese on toast. That's about it.
What? Is that it? What about the Brecon Beacons?
They've already been covered once in this episode. Right? Otherwise, people are going to think we've taken money from the Brecon Beacons board or something or other.
What about that lovely fake Renaissance city on the coast in the north?
Rill?
No. Good answer, though. What about...
Chris,
What about that?
I went to a wedding once in Port Talbot, and it was the worst weekend of my life.
Why?
It's just a slag heap, literally.
So it was Port. It wasn't the wedding that was the problem. It was Port Talbot.
Correct.
Are you going to regret talking about somebody else's wedding as the worst weekend of your life?
They're divorced.
Oh, God. Right, what about Cardigan?
I think these days gilets are the way forward.
Okay, that's unbelievably unacceptable conduct there. That's a yellow card if I ever heard one. What about Cardiff?
I have had some great Saturdays in Cardiff, primarily cup finals whilst Wembley was being destroyed. Cardiff is a party city.
Yep.
Cardiff was a far better place to go to for an FA Cup final than Wembley ever has been. And I've seen the Gooners lift trophies in both cities.
I'm surprised you can remember that far back.
Don't start me there, Spurs fan, all right? Won the league in black and white. I don't need to start singing. Cardiff, I retract my comments. Cardiff is a great city, okay? And they have scrapped the toll booths, and cheese on toast is a fantastic dish. So Wales has got a lot going for it.
Good.
When you look at Scotland, they've got Loch Ness. They've got the Edinburgh Castle. They've got islands actually off the coast of Scotland to go and explore. They've got fantastic booze. They've got the likes of your whiskey. They've got your Scottish beers as well. Innis and Gunn. I love drinking that when I'm up in Edinburgh for the festival.
Seven Camels.
The Edinburgh Festival. Seven Camels, a pub that we've both been to. So you got your Loch Ness. You got your Edinburgh Castle. You got your islands. You got your haggis. My word, I love haggis. It's a great delicacy. And much as cheese on toast is great, haggis wins hands down. So you would say that we have a glaring winner staring us in the face, and that it's Scotland. But I would say to you, and I say directly to Steve Wright, take your family to Wales. It is
Scotland's better, but go to Wales. Is that the message?
It is, because of one thing: midges.
Oh.
I holidayed in Scotland as a kid, and the midges are bastards. They are absolute little evil fuckers, okay? They're everywhere in the summer, because you're not going to be going to Scotland in the winter. It's like going to a monastery for sex, okay?
What?
But you go to Scotland in the summer.
Is this one of your sex hacks? Don't go to a monastery for sex.
You go to Scotland in the summer, the midges are everywhere. They're all over you, like the plague. These tiny little things, you can't see them, but they're there. And then suddenly you only feel them once they've visited you and they've bitten you. And they bite you all over the place. People end up looking like they've got some dreaded lurgy. But no, they've just been down to a Scottish lake or a river and bitten by midges. Seriously, Chris, midges are awful. Wales is the winner, even though it's got not so much going for it.
Well, there is a wonderful way to piss off citizens of both countries.
No, I said that both were better than the other. Really?
That's one way of looking at it. I'm disappointed you didn't mention that Scotland, as one of its assets, has the best bus journey.
Yes, it has the longest bus journey. I mean, we'll find out when the Patreon money starts dropping in. We'll find out whether it's the best bus journey, because we'll go on it. But it's certainly the longest. And I am excited about going on it, by the way.
You've moved into a strange position.
I'll tell you why. My coccyx are really hurting me, because I've been recording this episode sat on the floor of my partially renovated lounge. I'm 43 now, Chris. I can't sit like this. I can't no longer sit as if I'm in school assembly. That's why I'm on my knees.
And so I'm guessing the fact that you've got into this position means it could be... Are we going to run out of time to see that letter from Gretchen? Are you going to seize up?
I thought we were going to have time for Gretchen this week, but honestly, I cannot sit any longer. I'm on my knees.
This is harsh, Rich.
I'm sorry, Gretchen, but for the sake of my coccyx, it's a no.
Have you even got time for me to read like one sentence from it?
I don't think I have.
I'm sorry, Gretchen. I'm really sorry.
Gretchen will understand. She's taken a lot from tonight's episode. We've given European or UK-wide journeys in a day. We have gone on a week-long journey from Wisconsin through to Minnesota. We have told you whether Wales or Scotland was a better country than the other. All right? Gretchen will understand.
Rich, we need some more hacks from people. People, send some things you want Richie to do for you.
At travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet us at producer Chris. That's his handle. Mine's at Richie Firth. Don't put a T in it. There's no T in Richie. It's a catchphrase that's not catching on. Patreon.com/travelhacker is where you need to go and sign up. If you want to fund future episodes of this podcast where we go out and about and physically get on buses, trains and canal boats, even kayaks. Oh, yes, there's a plan in our heads. Patreon.com/travelhacker. That's where to go. You can get exclusive bonus content from the show. I'm off to start thinking of some rhymes for episode 8. See you next week. It'll be great.
Oh, God. Goodbye, Rich.
Bye-bye, Christopher.
If you rhyme 8 with masturbate, there will be trouble.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.